Welcome to AI Today. I'm your host, Dr. Alan Badeau. And this week, we've got a unique show. I'm going to do something that I have not done in the past. And I'm going to read a couple of comments and quick emails from some viewers who have had some great successes using AI. Really proud of everybody that have tried to take that step, that have looked at it from a different perspective, not been afraid to try new things, to fail every once in a while, to, you know, have it hallucinate every once in a while. And, you know, what do? You just start over. With these tools, doesn't take very long to recover, right? And so, you know, it's always that first step, always the first step. And, you know, some folks have done a great job with that. So Maria from Atlanta, who was selling her jewelry out of her garage, used AI to help her write a business plan. And, you know, what she said was, is that, you know, it helped her give her confidence and, you know, really allow her to start to go to folks and talk to them and try to sell her stuff to some of those. And, you know, now she's, you know, selling at a storefront in Atlanta, and, you know, good for her, because that's what we're trying to do. You know, we want you, I want you to succeed. You know, that's why I answer as many emails as I possibly can. You know, that's why I always say, send me an email. It's not going to cost you anything. It's free, because I want to help you. I want to help you take that step. And many of you have, and it's really fantastic. And I love getting these stories. I get about, you know, 500 to 700 emails a day. And, you know, I read all of them. Unfortunately, I just can't, you know, respond to all of them, but I try to respond to as many as I can. And, you know, another one, James from Sacramento, he's a food truck owner. So it said he really didn't have a plan. Use Claude to create some financial projections, ChatGPT to help develop some of his growth strategy. And now he's got his second truck. That's awesome. That is really awesome. Proud of you. You know, if Maria and James can do it, there's no reason everybody else can't do it too. Now, I know that we keep hearing things. You know, Grok flaked out, right? And something else is going to flake out. And that's just part of the game. It's going to happen. Just have to recover quickly. That's why I always tell you, you've got to make sure that you're watching what it's doing. You're checking its work. You're not just leaving it alone and going off by itself, right? Don't do that. How many times have we said that? Don't do that. Now, because business plans, you know, success stories for, you know, this week, we're going to do a deep dive into them. It was about a year ago, we had, you know, our first show on using tools, and I gave my first demos there. We didn't have a lot of time, right? These things fly, but we were able to get through some of the basics. We were able to get the outline set up. We were able to get, you know, what that layout should look like. But I'll tell you, these tools have come a long way in a year. Almost, I think I could have done one 2 weeks after that, and it would have been completely different. That's how quickly these technologies are changing. And so you've got to move. You got to not be afraid to take that step. Because the realities are, we know what happens. We think, oh, geez, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait. Maybe something better will come out. I'm going to wait. And then you get a little bit farther behind. As a small business owner, it's scary. You don't want to get farther behind. Now, the good news is that doesn't mean you can't catch up. There's no reason. These tools are getting better. They're getting more accurate. A lot of that is because they're getting bigger, which is causing some other challenges. But using it for some basic things like business plans, business strategies, market strategies, hiring plans, staffing, what what your supply chain might look like from a vendor perspective. That's stuff that's very low hanging fruit that you have to take advantage of. If you're spending 16, 17 hours a day, you know, managing and trying to do all the other things that go along with running a business, you're spending less time on the primary reason that you wanted to start the business in the first place. You're doing all the other things around it, and you don't have enough time to spend on what you started it for. And AI can help you with that. I can help you with that. And so what we want to do is we're going to deep dive into them. I'm going to bring up Claude, and we'll use Claude Opus, the brand new one. And then I'll show you some differences with ChatGPT, but we're going to use O4 Mini. So we're going to use Claude to do some deep diving. We're going to use the Opus 4 model for Claude. It's really their newest and one of their, you know, their most powerful model that they have. And then for ChatGPT, we're going to use O4 Mini. But I'm going to show you some of the different options that you have, because each one is, you know, behaves a little bit different. We're going to just play around with them, and we're going to see what sort of results, come back. Because here's the thing, you know, everybody has their favorite. They really do. I've got 5, and I rotate. Depending on how they're performing that day, I will go from one to another to another to another until I feel like the one that is performing the best is going to help me the most. And if you have one or two, that's perfect, because you can use them, you can feel comfortable with them, you can figure out, oh, if I say this to the one model, it's probably going to give me something that looks like X. If I say it to a different one, it's going to be a little bit different. That's the important thing about interacting with these, is being able to really just get in a comfort zone, not be afraid to, you know, take that step. And that's what we're going to do. And so as we're looking at the business plans, as we're deep diving into those, we may take a couple of detours. How often do we ever stay on script when we're doing live demos? Never. I see something I might want to dive into, we're gonna take a look at it. Because if it's gonna help you, that's what I want to do. Not necessarily forcing to get through, oh, this is what a business plan looks like, but giving you some nuances, giving you some understanding, you know, giving you some context on maybe this is what we're gonna look at. These are some of the things that we might deep dive into, and formats, results, looking at how it can be presented. Those are some of the things that I want you to take away from today's show. Because the more that you can use, the more time you're going to have. End of story. Now, in the next segment, we're going to really start right from ground zero. We're going to look at some prompts. We're going to look at playing back and forth between them, trying to build a better prompt. And then we're going to have it really start to put together all of those pieces for our business plan. And then we're going to see which one performs a little bit better in some things and which one might perform better in others. And geez, I wonder what happens when they review each other's. So stick around. Come back. Got an exciting show. And we'll be back after a few short messages from our sponsors. Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of AI Today or any Now Media TV show, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or your iOS device for instant access to bilingual programming in English and in Spanish. Prefer to listen on the go? Stream the podcast at www.nowmedia.tv. From business to breaking news to lifestyle and culture, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. I want to welcome everybody back to the show. We're talking about business plans. We're going to do some deep dives. We're going to look at how Claude is going to perform versus ChatGPT. We're going to see what sort of results they gave us. We're going to try to keep the prompts as even as we possibly can. And we're going to hope that it doesn't go off the rails, because it usually does. But so from a business plan, let's imagine I want to open a bakery. I'm going to make cookies, right? Cookies, I love cookies and cake. And I can bake, but I have no idea how to run a business. So we're going to say, write me a business plan. Now, it's pretty general, right? We've talked about the whole prompt engineering thing. We've talked about how you can try to improve it. We're gonna do that right now. Why not? Let's see what we've got. Now, we're gonna come over to Claude. We're gonna say, improve my prompt. Now, we're gonna put that in there. Write me a business plan. Claude is probably gonna say something really in depth. He's gonna go deep. Gotta pay attention to what is going on though, right? Because the important thing is it's giving, you know, you wanna make sure that the context is right. You wanna make sure that it's what you want it to say and how it's being said. And there's nothing wrong with going back and forth between. Now notice, I just said a general business plan. I didn't say anything about cookies. I didn't say anything about cake. Love both of them. And I didn't say the city. I didn't say anything. Really, I just said, write me a business plan. And so you've got to remember, specifics matter. That kind of stuff's very important. If you don't tell it enough detail, it's going to guess. We all know what happens when large language models guess. It doesn't go well, right? Now, what it did say is it gave you a general template to help out. And so we're going to use that. And it says, you know, write a comprehensive business plan, blah, 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 insert type of business. And that's what we're going to do. We're just going to cut and paste this and see what happens. See, this is a lot of information. And that's just for me asking it for a prompt or, you know, for a business plan. The important thing is that you got to pay attention. You got to see what it's saying. And there's nothing wrong with tailoring things the way that you want to tailor it. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, if you aren't customizing it, then I don't know what kind of business you're going to have. You've got to try to really work with it, massage it, make it feel good, because that's the only way that you're going to be successful with this. And so what we're going to do, we'll substitute in. We're going to say, write me a business plan for a bakery. And what's our main value proposition? We're going to say we got that we'll sell the best Valentine Day cookies in the world. Florida, there are some good bakeries down there, by the way, if you ever go. Our target, who is our specific customer segment other than me? Who do we want to really hit? We want to hit about anybody that likes cookies. But you don't want to say that, right? You've got to think about what, you know, specific market we're trying. Is it tourists? Is it people coming off the boats? Is it you know, the local folks, you know, that sort of thing? Let's just say tourists for fun. Cruise. And you guys know I'm a terrible speller. If I get one email, I'm spelling. We're going to have a discussion. We're going to operate in Key West, Florida, and our target is the cruise tourist market. All right. So we've got that. That's pretty good. We're not going to do some of these key details, but I want you to pay attention to them because it's really going to help. Format. It's always good to tell it a format because that gives you a head start. Because you can cut and paste now in Word, and it does a fantastic job. If you remember, the last time we tried to cut and paste is a nightmare. Didn't go well. we had letters that were just even not even the same size, right? Because we tried to tell it, it just wouldn't listen. Now it does a much better job at doing that. So we're gonna, you know what? I can't resist, guys. I'm sorry. We're gonna go from a format, and we're just gonna tell it in a Word document. Okay, a format Word document. So I can cut and paste, and it will look the same. Key, okay? You want to tell it to cut and paste. So if you've got a table, you're going to cut and paste. I want it to be able to cut and paste and put it in my Word document so it looks the same. That's what we're trying. So we're going to leave that right there, and we're going to go, we'll go grab the rest of this stuff up here. Just very quick. Let me pull the screen down a little bit more so we've got a little bit more room. And we're going to do the same with Claude. Now, this time, though, we're not going to ask Claude to prompt any, we're to improve our prompt. You saw what it can do. We're going to just ask it to, to do this. Okay. So a lot of things in there. It's going to break down your costs, our competitive markets. Maybe there's a rogue cookie company out there we got to watch out for. Maybe it's somebody across the street from us that's selling cookies. You just gotta, we gotta cover our bases. That's all we're trying to do. We're gonna get as much info as we can because we're gonna dominate the cookie market. That's how I want you to look at this. Confidence, using these tools with confidence, and then the product that you get is significantly better. So we're gonna start here with ChatGPT. Again, we're using 4 Mini. It's got some reasoning with it, and we're gonna look through that. Now, notice down here on the bottom, OpenAI doesn't use Harmonic AI's workspace data to train its models. We have a separate, API that I'm using. Why? Because I don't want them to use my data to train it. That's why. If you don't have that, I would suggest that you invest in something like that because it's not that expensive, but you're protecting your data. If you have any concerns about that, send me an email. I'll help you through that process. We got Claude's response back, ChatGPT's response back. Now we're going to come over here with Claude. We're going to see what Claude comes back with because, we want to compare. We want to look at some things. As Claude is generating it, and again, it's a different rates, right? Different models, different rates, different speeds. Some models, I'm still waiting on one of the models I have writing some software. It's been 12 hours. I'll ask it what it's doing every once in a while, but be patient. Some of the models take longer. That's all I'm saying. So with this business plan, Valentine's Day, Cookie Bakery in Key West, Florida. Great. Now, copy and paste friendly format for Word. Yes. Yes, I know. I heard it too. I heard the bells. I heard them. Unicorns are running around the office, right? It's beautiful, right? So it's giving you an executive summary. No, doesn't have the budget in there, but we'll look at that. We'll look at the budget stuff later. But it's giving us the executive summary, what our business model should look like, our core offerings, hand-decorated sugar cookies, gourmet chocolate-dipped shortbread hearts. I do love shortbread hearts. Custom cookie gift boxes. I mean, it's giving us some ideas, right? You probably got a million of them. But it's trying to just give you some incentive to look at things a little bit different, to make sure that you're including the right kind of information as you're building this stuff out. It's telling you the different types of business models that you can have, and also time frame, because time frame is important. It drives a lot of cost. If you say you're going to do something in a month and it winds up being 3 months, it's not necessarily 3 times more expensive. A lot of times it's, an exponential more expensive because just delays. They don't help you. Now, it tells you market analysis, the cookie market size. No wonder the Girl Scouts are dominating in the cookie space. So if you look at it, $40 billion in 2023, and it's going to grow about 4.7%. That's pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. Now, the cruise ship passengers, because remember, that's who we're trying to target, right? 25 to 65, mid to high income. That's great. That's a good, pretty good distribution. Local gift shops, that's fantastic, right? And then potential growth, talking about 1 to 2% per year, something to think about. Maybe cookies and brownies. Maybe cookies and pies and ice cream. It's Key West. It gets hot down here. So now, start to look at the detail that we're getting now. We did not have this kind of detail the last time. Remember, I had to prompt it. I had to beg it. I had to really pull to get it to tell me what the market was in Miami for a beauty salon. And that was not easy. I had to do a lot of research on my own to do that. Now it's pulling all this stuff out. That's great. You've just got to make sure, again, check it. It's important to check it, but you know, it gives us such a head start of what we had to do the last time. I mean, I spent hours just digging through stuff, getting ready for that show, trying to get my research ready to go. I spent 25 minutes going through some of these demos because the information that they can provide now. That's scary, isn't it? It's scary if you're not using it. So looking at these, that's great. Now we're going to come over here and we're going to look at Claude. How's Claude doing today? Well, Claude's pretty aggressive. And, you know, the detail that Claude puts into his is it's pretty good. Now you'll see there are a lot of similarities in the type of data. Okay. It's giving us, you know, general market sizes. It's looking at the demographics around that. In this one, it's telling you that the annual cruise volume is, the average age they say is 35 to 65. Not a huge difference. Somebody may say, oh, it's 10 years. These are probabilistic models. It's okay. All right. You just got to keep that in mind as you're building what that is. Take the average, say, 30 to 65. I mean, the important thing is you're capturing enough of the demographic that you can really prove out what your business models are going to look like and the information that you need. Peak season. Oh, now that's something we didn't see in the other one, isn't it? We've got a peak season in here. Is that important to you? Maybe. Maybe it's not. But it's still giving you that kind of information. And again, as we're scrolling through, the detail is fantastic. We had to almost do two shows to get this kind of detail the last time. And in this one, it's telling us, ooh, our direct competitors, Glazed Donuts Key West. I know where that is. Yeah, I know where that is. It's great. Cuban Coffee Queen, whole bunch of locations. I think they've got three locations down there. Absolutely fantastic. Key West Cakes, same. My birthday cake came from there, just saying. Red Velvet, fantastic. And so it's pulling all of this information though that we're trying to, you know, now maybe we have a little bit of a different problem. Maybe it's giving us too much. You think so? I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily say that, but it's giving us a lot more than we had the last time from a marketing and a sales perspective, looking at brand positioning. It's looking at, you know, maybe giving you some ideas on how to market yourself and how to form partnerships and, you know, really build on, you know, some of the multimedia that you're going to need, websites and flyers and wrappings and whatever that is. And maybe you're going to go from a digital marketing only perspective, and you're going to need Regenesis. Remember Evan from last week, don't forget about that because it's going to help you too. Right? It's putting all these tools together so that you can grow. That's the important thing. And maybe you got to form a strategic partnership with a hotel or something, a restaurant maybe. But it's looking at this kind of information and saying, this is what I need. This is most important to me. Not necessarily what's most important to me, but to you, what's most important to me. And pulling on it and just massaging it and looking at how I can take that and I can shape it to what my business is going to look like, what my vision is of the business, how it's going to operate, how it's going to look, how it's going to feel, and then you build around it. A lot of information here for us to work on, because when we come back, we're going to start looking at even more details. We're going to look at some operating plans. We're going to look at some how it can help you with a staffing plan. We're going to look at even, you know, a more traditional operating plan. And it could be, you know, anywhere from start baking the cookies at 3 a.m. They're done at 5. We wrap them, boom, whatever that's going to look like, okay? And we'll go back and forth between Claude and ChatGPT again as we deep dive into it. So stay with us. We're going to be right back after a couple of messages from our sponsors. Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of AI Today or any Now Media TV show, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or your iOS device. Gives you instant access to bilingual programming that's in English and in Spanish. Prefer to listen on a go? Then stream the podcast at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle and culture, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. I want to welcome everybody back to our show. We're doing a deep dive into business plans. You're thinking, oh, business plans, you know, it's not that bad. It can just write the whole thing. Well, it can, but it can give you a lot more stuff than you need. Too much, make it more complicated than it really has to be. And that's actually one of the things I want to talk about now. I know there's a lot of complaints. Oh, it can't do graphics very well. It spells worse than you do. That's actually one of the ones I heard. Somebody wrote in and said that it spells worse than I do. Thank you for that. I appreciate that because, you know, that made me feel pretty good, actually, that I'm not the worst speller in the world. I just hate spelling. But I digress. So these models, since they get more complicated, they can do more, but the problem is sometimes they do too much. And, you know, I'll give you an example. If you take a look at Claude, I'm going to look at Claude really fast. Look at it. Okay. There's a lot of good stuff in there, a lot of great information, but holy moly, do you need all that? Maybe you do, but maybe you don't. Sometimes Claude gets a little bit ahead of itself and it will just write and write and write and write. Oftentimes you haven't given it any direction. In some cases, you just said, hey, will you do this paragraph? And then it starts writing and writing and writing and writing. And so you've got to remember, you've got to be able to tell it sometimes what it can do and what it can't do. And if it goes on one of those writing streaks that it just takes off and starts going, next time you got to change your prompt. You got to tell it, you know, only write three paragraphs and stop, or proofread something and do this, right? So just remember, it's okay to adjust and to, you know, pick and choose what your prompt is going to look like. Now, we're going to come back here. Now, if you notice, we're going to stop at the operational piece because we're going to try to figure out if we can speed this up even more. You notice marketing sales strategy on the left, operations plan on the right. I don't know about you. I'm happier on the operations side. Terrible drawer, awful. If you want something pretty, not me. Cookies, if you need them, can't decorate them. So we're going to have it. ChatGPT do some marketing stuff, and then we're going to have Claude maybe do some operations planning. Now, we'll come over here. Claude, one of the biggest complaints that I have heard, of course, is that graphics, there's some issues with graphics, so you've got to be careful with that. And what I want you to remember is that graphics are not available in all the models. So So oftentimes it will depend on the model that you choose. Depends on it, one, if it can do it, but then two, you know, how well it's going to go. And it may take a very long time to do that. So you've just got to keep that in mind as you're building some of these things. Now, what we're going to do is, if you notice, there are a lot of new features, writing code, searching the web, creating an image. That's one we're going to go with, but you could do deep dive research. So we can take this entire business plan, and we'll do that in the end so you can see what it looks like, maybe have a little race. But you can just take it and you can make it as massive as you want with as much information in there as you want. But that doesn't mean it's the right information. Remember, bad data in, bad results out. You've got to have your AI strategies, your business strategies, so that they align the right way. And only relying on AI to create all of it, as we know, it's not a good idea. So, from a marketing, let's create an image. Let's see how how my vision is. So I'm saying we want to do cookies. We want to do Valentine's Day cookies, and we're going to say, can you show me some marketing design ideas around Valentine's Day cookies that are hand dipped? Love hand dipped cookies. All right. So now I want you to think about what I said, okay? And when the results come back, we'll talk about it. So here we go. We're going to do this. It's going to draw us something. Now, at the same time, let's have it look at Claude. We'll have Claude look at the operations plan. We'll say, looking at the operations plan, what type of facility and real estate best suits my goals? Now, we're going to be on Duval Street. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to tell it we want to be on Duval Street. We want to be on Duval Street in the heart of beautiful Key West. And now we've got two agents sort of working for us, pulling in information, dragging as much out of the internet as they can get. Over here, we've got ChatGPT creating an image that was not the greatest prompt in the world. It did say around some Valentine's Day cookies. Gotta give, okay. We'll see what it comes back with, hand dipped. All right, we were specific around that on our operations plan. We said, okay, we wanna be on Duval Street, preferably down by where the cruise ships are, if that's gonna be our target market, right? And we wanna make sure that, property, area, a lot of foot traffic, a lot of different, things that are gonna go into that, those kind of things. So we're looking at that. Ooh, foot traffic from the cruises. That's great. Perfect. Telling us the type of facility we should be looking for. Now, your retail display areas, 400 to 600 square feet. That's great. You need a kitchen. Okay. A lot of things you can do in the kitchen, but you got to just remember that, kind of ovens do you have, what the temperatures are going to look like in there. It's hot in Key West, so you got to pay attention to ventilation. You got to pay attention to air conditioners. You don't want people sweating, eating your cookies. You just got to think about some of these things, and you've got to ask it about that. I'm going to say, oh, wait, let's get to the real estate. I'll hold that thought for a moment. It's going to give us some real estate features around there, and it's telling us, some of the things that we were just talking about around, electrical service and your hood system, so it can get rid of the hot air in there. Ground floors, all the other things that are associated with really what an operations plan is going to look like. Remember, a business plan is just part of a whole bunch of plans that you have to have. There are different subsections in the business plan. You're going to want some sort of probably, AI strategy plan, staffing plan. All of those things are going to come into play, and just making sure that they all fit together nicely is really, really important. Now, highly desirable is a existing walk-in cooler. Yeah. Yeah, because it's going to be hot. I mean, that's Captain Obvious, but I felt the need to say that out loud. Now, let's see what our reveal is over on, hey now. Oh, hey, looks good so far. Okay, not bad, right? That is not bad actually at all. That's one of the best ones that I've seen, quite honestly. And, you know, since they started doing these, and really, actually, I'm actually surprised myself. I tried to do one a couple of days ago and it was a disaster. Didn't come out well at all. This is actually really good. And, you know, there's a couple of reasons for that, right? You know, one, it's a better prompt than what I did. Two, it is more imaginative than it is cycle, okay? These models still do not do well from a process perspective. If you ask it to say, I want an operational process that is going to show how I'm baking cookies to closing the store, it is not going to go well. They do not do very well with that sort of thing. If it's imaginative and creative, it will give you something like this. If it is more process, it's not going to work as well as you hope. So just think about that as you're drilling down, keeping this kind of material in both cases. Now, what I would say too is this is some of the nicer features that they've started to come up with. Right now, you can easily click and copy and do those kind of things with it. You can download these images. Remember how hard it was to get an image out of here the last time? It was not easy. Now you just got to click a button and it will pull up. Oh, there it goes. Right. And, you know, both of them have done much better jobs at doing those kind of things. Now, just out of curiosity, what happens if we ask Claude that? I'm going to ask Claude. See what Claude comes up with. Can you show me market design around Valentine's Day cookies that are hand dipped? We want to see what's going on. See what happens. If you remember right, Claude was behind a little bit from a graphical perspective. But man, Claude caught up fast. And there's some things that you can do with Claude. And I encourage you to play around with them from a website design perspective, from a just a normal marketing perspective, to interactive website designs that are phenomenal. Does such a good job at showing them. Now you see, okay, that's just code. That's not helpful. Well, that's the code that goes behind all the graphic stuff. Claude's writing it. Claude's pulling all that together. It's really awesome. So don't be afraid to try it out on both of them. See what one provides the best results. Or which one provides the best results for one thing, website, possibly for Claude, and ChatGPT, O4 Mini, could do all the other marketing stuff. See, that's why it's so important to go back and forth. Not being afraid to try both of them. I got both of them up. We're doing different things with each one. We're checking every once in a while. That's the concept I want you to remember. So we're going to take a quick break. After the break, we're going to come back and we're going to keep going, keep diving in, and then we're going to close it out, and hopefully you're going to feel a little bit better about taking that next step. So stay with us. We'll be right back after a few messages from our sponsors. Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of AI Today or any Now Media TV show live or on demand anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or your iOS device, and it gives you instant access to bilingual programming in English and in Spanish. Prefer to listen on the go? Stream the podcast at www.nowmedia.tv. From business to breaking news to lifestyle and culture, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. And so we're back. It's our last segment. We decided we're going, you know, got cookies. We are building our business plan, and we're trying to use both ChatGPT and Claude to accelerate the work that we're putting into it. Now, when I put in that very, very, very simple prompt, we got like 7,000 pages of stuff, right? It's great. I talked about how, though, we got to whittle that down, right? Because you only need the stuff that that's really going to impact what you're trying to do. You want to make sure that you, your vision, I mean, it's your shop. It's not Claude's. It's not ChatGPT's. It's yours. So you've got to make sure that your vision is in there, your emotions, you know, why you want to start a cookie, company, what those cookies are going to be like. Those are the things that ChatGPT and Claude can't do. It's your emotions, right? It's your vision. So they're giving you 90% of the solution. But don't skip that last 10%, because that's the most important piece. That's you that's going into the business, okay? So remember that. Now, you can see, look at the difference in what Claude did versus ChatGPT. Claude immediately went to programming. One, you didn't see any programming in ChatGPT, but guess what? There's programming going on in there. She didn't see any of that. And Claude decided, remember, again, sometimes Claude gets a little ahead of itself. Did we tell it we wanted an Instagram post? Mm-mm. No, we did not. No, we did not. So think about that. Those kind of things impact how much time you spend with it. Because the last thing that you want to do, and I see this all the time, and it even happens to me, when maybe your prompt wasn't as good as you thought it was. Maybe you're asking it to do something extraordinarily complex, and it just goes. Just goes. And you look at the output, and you're like, holy cow, this is absolutely nothing what I wanted. Now you got to start over. And that process sometimes means you are starting over from scratch, okay? So baby steps. You know, we're using these grand, oh, yeah, build me a cookies company, and we want Valentine's Day cookies, and we want this. All bold statements. We're going bold, because that's what we want with Valentine's Day cookies that are hand-dipped in chocolate. It's important to be able, you know, to live it and to love it. But you don't want your AI models doing that, because it's not going to go well. So you've got to baby steps. All right, so we've got some good marketing. Graphics. Remember, Claude did no graphics the last time either, right? No graphics. Big step. Very big step. ChatGPT 4. Consistently faster, though, than Claude, right? But the information, a little bit different. Still good, just a little bit different. Now, looking at what ChatGPT is telling us, it's saying, hey, let's do some social media showcasing. Let's look at product grid posting, information around that, some campaigns. We're going to call it Sweet Valentine's Day Cookies. Sounds like a title I'd come up with, actually. That's not very creative. I don't like that title. What do you guys think? No, I don't like it. I'm going to change it. I do not like the title of Sweet Valentine's Day Cookies. It's a terrible title. I would come up with that. Not creative. You need to be more bold, creative, and it's Valentine's Day. Let's be a little bit romantic. Why not? And romantic. Bold, creative, and romantic. We'll see. We're going to find out together. We always do, right? We always find out together what happens in your marketing. I'm a little scared. We'll see. But we'll come back to that in a second. Now, with this, again, we didn't ask for an Instagram. Here's a window post. That's great. But again, we didn't ask for that. But, that's where it went. It immediately went to marketing. We just wanted a picture, but that's okay. But now, graphic three, premium packaging. We didn't ask for that. Facebook website banner. We didn't ask for that either. And we can go on and on. Okay. So that's what I'm talking about. You've got to make sure you're thinking at least one step ahead, because otherwise it's going to give you so much material. You know, it's not needed. Remember, these models, they have so much data in them. They are just driving to give you an answer. And they're going to put every effort into it to do that. And it doesn't matter to them if it's wrong or if it's too much or not. So it's on you to make sure that you steer it and control it. Think about it like a river. Okay. You're trying to manipulate it very slowly. Okay. You've got going around a bend. You've got, you know, you put up a dam. You want to move it some other way. That's how these models are. You can't stop them once they really start going, but you can manipulate them and get them to say what you want, just little prompts, moving, you know, more accurate, those kind of things. And it's especially important when you're looking at these types of things. And so let's come down here. Ooh, boy, it scares me. I said more romantic and bold and creative. And I was a little nervous. I think I'm going to be okay. I don't want to have to get censored with the cookie episode. Oh, that'd be great. But again, it's all about making sure it's giving you the information that you want it to give you. And we can keep going and going and going. Unfortunately, we only have, you know, four segments, right? And it's a little bit less than an hour. Now, if I was doing this myself, of course, and if you're doing it, you know, a lot of things you're going to already have in your mind. You're going to have that plan. You're going to have that vision. You're going to know exactly what you want those cookies to look like. You're going to know exactly the color that you're going to want to paint things. You're going to know exactly the space, those kind of things. Well, maybe not exactly, but you'll have that vision. Okay. Use these tools to help shape that vision. You want to bring it to life. This is the power of large language models, of these chat models. They can help you take what you have on a piece of paper or what you have in your head, and they can help you bring that to life. That is an accelerator and a time saver that no other tool can do for you, because it can cover a whole bunch of different things very quickly, very easily for it. Now, you're going to want to change it. You're going to want to pay attention to it. But embrace these tools. Maria has done it. Countless other people that watch the show have done it. I have no doubt that you can do it. Download one. Play with it. Take advantage. And if it doesn't work, try something else. That's all you can do. And I have faith in you. I really do. I believe in you. I've seen the emails. I've seen the questions. I know we can get there. Think about it and you'll be fine. Or send me an email. So I hope everybody enjoyed the show. I hope there's a lot that you got out of this. I hope there you saw that there's no, you know, one way to do this. You can do it a whole bunch of different ways with a bunch of different models with a bunch of different information. But at the end of the day, the responsibility is on you. So take it, use these tools like anything else, and bring your vision to life, because that is how you're going to be successful. Remember, we've got a great show coming next week, and it's going to be on a good topic. I think we're going to cover some cybersecurity next week. We're on fishing and we're going to have some fun. And, just remember, send me emails. It's free. Costs you nothing. And I enjoy doing it. keep the stories coming. Yes, shiny head guy, I got the email. You're on a roll, buddy. You're on a roll. But thank you. I appreciate everything. Love you guys, and we will see you next week.
This has been a Now Media Networks feature presentation. All rights reserved.